Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. A powerful blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi killed 8 people and injured several others yesterday evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that investigators are keeping all options open while probing the blast, which took place in a Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal at around 7 p.m. It damaged 3 to 4 other vehicles and injured pedestrians and people travelling in auto rickshaws. Mr. Shah said teams of the Delhi Police, NIA, NSG and forensics have started the probe and the exact details of the blast would be unearthed soon. Home Minister will review the situation at a high-level meeting with top officials today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their condolences to the families and friends of those who lost their lives in the blast near Lal Qila metro station in the national capital. In a social media post, the President and the Vice President prayed for quick recovery of those injured. Mr. Modi hoped for the speedy recovery of those injured. He informed that he reviewed the situation with Home Minister Amit Shah and other officials. The Prime Minister added that those affected are being assisted by authorities. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has expressed shock over the blast near the Red Fort in Delhi, which reportedly resulted in fatalities and injuries. In a post, Chief Minister Rio conveyed that his thoughts and prayers are with those affected, especially the families of the victims. The Government of Nagaland, in collaboration with the British Deputy High Commission Kolkata, will commemorate Remembrance Day today at the Kohima War Cemetery. Chief Minister Nipu Rio will grace the occasion as the special guest, while Bharat Dev, Deputy Head of Mission, British Deputy High Commission Kolkata, will attend as the honoured guest. The Naga People's Front, NPF, has reaffirmed its unwavering commitment to the Naga political issue and its original stand. Addressing the third oath-taking ceremony of party office bearers at the central office yesterday, NPF Secretary-General and MLA Achumba Mokikon emphasized the party's consistent pursuit of resolving the issue through peaceful means, as envisioned by its pioneers. Mr. Kikon stated the party will consistently continue to pursue a negotiated settlement. The country is celebrating the 150th anniversary of its national song, Vande Mataram, a song that has inspired generations of Indians to unite, rise and celebrate the spirit of the nation. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the spirit of Vande Mataram travelled beyond India, inspiring revolutionaries across the world.
The rousing call of Vande Mataram did not stop at India's borders. It travelled across seas and continents, igniting the flame of patriotism among Indians living far from home. On the 22nd of August in 1907, freedom fighter Madam Bhikaji Kama unfurled the first Indian tricolour flag on foreign soil in Stuttgart, Germany. This historic act gave further momentum to the growing international attention on India's independence movement. The flag, designed by Madam Kama and Shyamji Krishna Verma, had the words Vande Mataram inscribed on it, symbolizing India's unbreakable spirit and call for freedom. Just 2 years later, in 1909, revolutionary Madanlal Dhingra faced the gallows in London for his act of defiance against British rule. His final words, Vande Mataram, echoed as a timeless message of bravery and sacrifice. In that very year, Indian patriots in Paris started a magazine called Vande Mataram from Geneva, spreading India's message of freedom and unity to people across the world. And as Gopal Krishna Gokhale stepped into Cape Town in South Africa in October 1912, he was greeted by a grand procession filled with the chants of Vande Mataram echoing in the air. From Europe to Africa, Vande Mataram became the heartbeat of India's struggle, a song that united hearts, inspired courage, and kindled the spirit of sacrifice among revolutionaries across the world. Garhar Akashwani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a 2-day visit to Bhutan beginning today. The visit underscores the ongoing tradition of high-level exchanges between the two nations and is aimed at further deepening the special friendship and cooperation between Bharat and Bhutan. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 70th birth anniversary of fourth King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, and also meet his counterpart, Tsering Tobge. Mr. Modi will also participate in the Global Peace Prayer Festival and offer prayers to the holy relics. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.